We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Time we do this, you expect me to lead the show off in some way.
I just want you to let me know that we are recording.
I said that we started, but then when I'm the one that leads the show off, you two look at me like I'm an a-hole for some reason. I don't understand. Do you want me to lead the show off and tell interesting, vivacious, awesome stories, or do you want me to just point to you two and get the show going?
Don,
which would you
if
prefer?
If you have interesting, vivacious stories, why have you never told them?
I don't have anything fun to share at the beginning of the show.
Another episode of Radio for Winners. Tony, Jeremy, and Don. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Another week. Actually, this week, one of us is on vacation. So this show was recorded.
I just heard three voices.
At a previous
week. If you listen
week.
To every show, it sounds like we're on vacation.
One of us pre-records, and we all just kind of have to dance around it, and it doesn't work very well at all. But this time, one of us is actually on vacation, so this show is actually an older show that we've never played.
Who's on vacation?
This time, I believe Don is on vacation.
Oh, I'm on vacation.
Yes.
I turn my mic off?
I mean, if you want to, but then we'll miss all those interesting, vivacious stories we were just promised.
You say the word vivacious, and all of a sudden, you're an asshole.
So a few weeks back, somebody was reading something on Reddit. Somebody was reading something. And I think the topic was
fattest thing you've ever done.
Okay, and I didn't read this, so Jimmy, give me a general idea. Oh, there we go. Look at this, huh?
Huh? How prepared are we getting
Look
over
at
here,
this.
Huh?
Oh, well, when we plan to be out for weeks ahead of time, we can actually get sound clips ready.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Pretty great.
Excellence in broadcasting. Y-Y-C-R.
You still couldn't help but hit the post, though. You did a good job.
I can't help it. I'm retarded.
I love
it. So what is the idea?
So are you familiar with Reddit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you explain it to the folks, Don?
When we were discussing it, you actually described it the best that I've heard anybody actually describe.
It's just a message board where a bunch of people post a bunch of random
crap. I think you said
crap.
Fancy message board.
It's a fancy message board.
It's a fancy message board, right? Okay.
When we talked months ago about Double Dick Dude, that guy gave his interview via Reddit.
That guy was on Reddit, right? Okay.
So anything you have an interest in, you can probably go to Reddit and find something interesting.
You can search. Some people do Ask Me Anything type of things where they just, you know, a famous person will get on there and just do like a chat, but it's in a message board sort of
right.
thing. Okay, so yeah. I'm the only douchebag doesn't seem to be updated with the technology, and that, you know, that kind of keeps me important in this show for some reason. So anyway, there was a topic.
That you own the garage.
That's right. That's true. There was a topic of conversation on there about the fattest thing you've ever done. So like, people telling their like fat stories, like something that you know, you sit back after you've done it and you go, man, I'm really fat. You know what I mean?
Like a double bypass.
Well, let me give you an example that I thought was
because that's not funny. Though.
I actually thought was fantastic. Okay, so a double cheeseburger, right? So you have bun, patty, bun. Right? Are you following me so far?
Like a Big Mac.
Right. Okay. So this person had...
We don't have the rights to say Big Mac, Jeremy. Call it something else. Oh, okay.
The Big Sandwich.
The Big
the
Mac...
The McBig.
The Mac... The Big Mac Daddy Sandwich. So this guy had grilled cheese sandwich, hamburger patty, bun, hamburger patty, grilled cheese sandwich.
That does sound pretty good.
It's right?
I don't know what the point of the middle bun is, except to keep the meat from being too gross.
I would have put another grilled cheese sandwich in there.
Well, that is just over the top.
Right? Bun. So grilled cheese, meat, grilled cheese.
Maybe he would have, but he was on a diet.
Meat, grilled cheese. But that got me thinking about what's the fattest thing you've ever done. And sure as hell, this group right here has done some pretty fat things.
Yeah, I probably did them this morning.
I would say I have.
On the way to work.
I would say I have five fat things I've done that I would say rival what that gentleman did with the burger. So.
Okay, so let's go through your number one.
Hold on, real fast. Would you do that now that you know that exists?
Go on the site and talk about the fattest thing I've ever done?
No, have grilled cheese,
I would easily have a burger with two grilled cheese on the right. other. I don't know if I would do two patties. It depends on the size of the hamburger patty.
We went out a couple weeks ago for lunch, and I got a cheeseburger, and my daughter got a grilled cheese, and I wanted to just hope she fell asleep at the booth because I was going to steal that grilled cheese.
Well, do you add like your fries to your burger?
Oh yes, yeah, that is wonderful.
I feel like that's like a staple.
That's Bush League. Bush League.
I've never done that.
Oh, yeah. Anywhere you get fries, you can put fries on the burger itself. In fact, isn't it McDonald's or Wendy's? Someone has that as part of their value. Oh, Burger King. They have a burger that they call just something dumb like the super fry patty burger. It's just they put five fries on your burger.
The fat guy.
And it's like, oh, man, that's amazing. You're like, but everyone's done that. And in fact, the commercial for it shows like a kid doing it. And the guy's like, But it's, yeah, I always put my French fries on that. Along with if you go to Wendy's. And I only like this with the Wendy's Frosty. You dip the fries in the Frosty.
Done
and
that.
You watch the person you took there
Done.
Wish they made better life changes.
Done that. That's delicious. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead. Number five.
All right, number
well,
five,
so these are a little bit different. Like, for example, whenever I would go to Leo Pizza and get a medium pizza, I'd have to get
wings. Real fast. Leo's Pizza?
Lido.
Lido's.
I understood that one. Okay. Our sponsor, Lido's Pizza, clearly knew what we were talking about.
I was interested in going to Leo's Pizza.
So every time I get Lido's medium, I'd automatically have to get an order of buffalo wings because I want to be able to have at least some pizza, but I also want to have a buffalo wing as well. So I'd have to order both. And basically, each meal really is good enough for one person. So I'm basically having, and it's really for me. I'm not like splitting these.
Pizza is good for two people. So you're really having three people's meals when you have a thing of one order of wings plus a medium Lido's pizza. Mm-hmm. And how many toppings did you have on that pizza?
That was usually like a four topping.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Lido's goes
Mushrooms,
a little crazy
onions,
with toppings.
Pepperoni.
I was saying, how much meat was on top of the pizza? And they're not stingy on the meat. They will put
the
some meat on there.
The pepperoni's not bad because they put one piece on every slice. But like, have you ever done bacon at a Lido's?
Oh,
they give you three inches of bacon. It's absolutely disgusting. It is even I'm like, dude, what are you doing? It is real bad.
I will save that bacon for breakfast the next morning.
Ugh.
Scrape it off into the back of the box.
You know what? You might be worse than me. That is disgusting. That's like,
delicious.
Number one, Don saves bacon from Lido's
Whatever.
For breakfast.
Now, have you guys ever done something where you actually will eat like an eating challenge?
I have not done a formal eating challenge. Have I ever made informal ones at my house? Of course, every day. But have I ever gone to a formal eating challenge? No. I mean, the closest I'd say is like at Cluck U Chicken. They do if you get their hottest wings, then you have to sign a waiver and all this other crap. I've done that not because it was a challenge, but because I just like their hot wings. But I don't want to sign a waiver. That's lame.
Now, I had two. These were pre-stroke.
I would assume.
Let me preface this by saying that these eating challenges I partaked in, or partook, if you want to use a fancy word.
Partaken,
if you want to use English.
They were both pre-TIA. TIA, word of the day.
Those are letters.
Anyway, go ahead. Tia.
Tia.
Spanish for aunt.
Some people think that I'm from
the more you know dot gif.
Tia career.
I went to Cheeburger.
Okay.
And got the 1 pound burger challenge, which is you eat a 1 pound burger and the fries, although you don't have to eat all the fries. But you
it's
eat
not much
that.
Of a challenge.
the 1 pound burger.
I can eat a 1 pound burger.
Eat a burger, and if you want the fries, you could eat them.
Yeah, you can skip on the fries, though, and it seems like they don't really penalize you.
If you want to take the burger home with you and eat it later, that's fine, too.
Totally. If you just want to split it with four of your friends, it's quite the challenge.
if you are accomplishing the entire burger, they take a picture of you holding this big, like, burger. And then
now a pound of meat is—I mean, it's an amazing pound of meat, but anyone can eat a pound of hamburger.
Oh yeah,
it's like eating a 16-ounce steak, right? Isn't 16 ounces?
How
a
many?
Pound?
How many of those pictures were taken of you?
I've had 27 pictures. No, I only just one.
They had a whole wall, a wing for me, the Grasic wing,
and
the cheeseburger.
You know, whatever he says, it wasn't just once.
No,
I don't know, it's just one. Then the second challenge—I can't remember if it was 48 ounces or 54 ounces.
I want to say that I was there with you.
You were not. It was just me and Mr. E, who was a listener of the show, I believe.
Was that at Shula's?
That was at Shula's, Don Shula's Steakhouse.
Okay, in Baltimore.
This one was actually in D.C.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's still around.
So let's say it was. Let's go with 48. Let's lowball it. You had a 48-ounce steak. What else do you have to eat for this challenge?
That's it. You finish the steak and you get your name on the wall.
Did you do it?
Larry Poon is on the wall at Don Shula's Steakhouse.
That's right.
Yes.
In D.C.
He's also had a stroke. So those are good things. Now, I've never done a formal eating contest. I would, though, but I would want to do the ones where it's so hot, could you eat this? I'd rather do that. Not a mount. Because every time I think I want to do those, and then I watch, like, Man vs. Food or whatever, and the guy, he'll do, like, one that you're like, I could easily eat five pounds of oysters. But then you watch him, and it's like, by the end of even, like, the first pound, it looks like he's just sweaty and gross. I don't know if I could do it.
That's three.
That's two. Because the two eating challenges, I think, were one category, correct?
Yeah, I would put them better together.
Right, well, you got
four.
Two or three.
Here's something.
More.
Hold on, hold on. I got one. This is what I did. I honestly did this yesterday. Well, when we recorded this. So from listening to this 3 weeks ago or whenever we put this up.
Once in my life.
But recently. So it's not like I did this when I was 8. I was on the way to work, and I stopped at Chick-fil-A, as I am wont to do, to get two breakfast sandwiches. You get two breakfast sandwiches. You get the bacon, egg, and cheese, and you also get the spicy chicken filet sandwich and some hash browns and a coffee.
All right, I'm following you.
I finished the bacon, egg, and cheese, no problem. I'm a professional. I know what I'm doing.
With the chicken on it?
No. I got just bacon, egg, and cheese, okay. And then a chicken biscuit. I got two biscuits.
Okay, all right. I'm good.
And then I opened the chicken biscuit, and I don't know what I was thinking. I because the biscuits are very greasy.
Yeah.
So I wanted to put the biscuit in a napkin and eat it because I'm in my car driving. It's not like I stopped there and ate it.
If this story, by the way, ends with you eating the napkin, I'm really going to have to seriously get up and leave.
I've done that too, but not that's not this story. And normally I only get through a bite or so of napkin before you realize you've done it. And you feel really stupid, but you're in your car by yourself, so who cares? I turned the wrapper to try to put it in the napkin, and I had to swerve the car or hit a bump because I wasn't paying attention. I was driving towards a Jersey wall. And so I spun the car real quick, and the whole thing fell out of my hand and fell into the console and fell apart.
All right, now, to describe your console, as I've been in your car once before, first off, the film that's on the inside window of your car is about millimeter to 2 millimeters thick.
To be fair, since I got all that stuff replaced, they cleaned it.
They cleaned it.
The car dealer cleaned
it. How clean would you say your center console is? Because I think I know where this is going.
It's cleaner than it was.
But it's still
not clean. But you know what? Just keep listening. All right. So I was like, oh, damn it. Because I really wanted the second breakfast sandwich. Because clearly I need to eat two breakfast sandwiches. That's the healthy thing to do. So the biscuit fell apart completely. And I grabbed both sides of the biscuit. And I realized my chicken, nowhere to be seen. Couldn't find the chicken. And it's a fully untouched spicy chicken patty.
Oh.
It had fallen in between the console and my seat and slid under the seat.
No.
Now, I'll tell you, under the seat, not clean. They may have vacuumed it, but it's not clean. So I picked up the chicken from under the seat.
Come on!
And it's covered in, like, just say mung. Let's say it's bits of things. It's like old bits of food and other stuff. Definitely hair. Probably pubes. I don't even know why there'd be pubes under my seat.
Why would you have pubes under your
seat? Well, sometimes I get bored in traffic. I pull my pubes out one by one, and I put them under the seat. So it's covered in old hair and, like, you know, fingernails, because I bite my fingernails like a horrible person and spit them under the seat.
Did you eat this?
I brushed it off with a napkin and put it back together.
Come on.
I brushed it off with a napkin. I put it back together, and I ate it.
No!
Oh, that was so fat.
And I realized after I ate it, that I really need to make some lifestyle changes. Now, I haven't, as of this date of recording, made any of those lifestyle changes.
You stuck your hand in between the seat and the center console to pull out a piece of chicken that had fallen down while you were attempting to eat it as you were driving.
Yes.
You dusted it off.
Because it had pubes on it, essentially.
Didn't just eat the chicken by itself.
No, because that was the clean. That was the worst part. The biscuits were clean. They just fell in the console.
You pieced it back together.
Oh, yeah, into a biscuit.
It's gross.
Now, along the same lines, although not as disgusting, but this is my traditional, like, late night. I got an hour to drive, or up on a road trip, I have an hour to drive. This is the meal that I have when I'm on the road. If you had to rate this between 1 and 5 fat guys, what would you rate this following meal? I go to McDonald's, I get 3 McDoubles. That's it. Jesus. Now.
I want to see where else we're going with this. Because right now it's about a 3, but
yeah,
I think you can get to 5.
That's what I was
going
to say.
I have been told that is way too much.
It is
now,
way too
sometimes
much.
Sometimes I'll add like a 10-piece chicken McNugget to
yes.
that with all the sauces.
Because then you can dip the burgers in the sauces, Tony.
I'm telling you, you put a cheeseburger McDouble in the sweet and sour sauce.
Oh, I prefer the mustard. I prefer the mustard, but it's very good.
You're doing all this while you're driving?
Oh, yeah.
I have the sauces laid out by where the mileage meter is and the speedometer. I was going to say the speedometer. And the speedometer, and you can just dip it there until the cops come.
Now, I don't think that's a big fat guy move. I think eating like that,
three double cheeseburgers
and a 10-piece as a snack is a little fat guy move.
Well, it's not. It is a snack.
I'm going to go with four fat guys.
I don't think you had 5. I thought you were going to say you then went to another
right,
different
that's
chain.
Right, that's what I thought was going
to
happen.
Because you're like, because I like the Wendy's fries more. So I go to Wendy's and I get the fries. I get the McDoubles from McDonald's, and then I go to Burger King and get the chicken sticks. I like all those things when I go home.
I do think about doing that, though.
I have done it. I told you guys before when I had the day I was going to go out and get myself barbecue, and they didn't have potato salad, so I decided to get a big thing of ribs, a barbecue sandwich, and some mac and cheese from the barbecue truck, and then I still drove to the Royal Farms and got a large family side order of the fries,
real
and
fast,
I ate all of it
fresh.
While watching baseball.
Oh, man.
Every bit of it.
See, I thought putting Doritos on my peanut butter jelly sandwiches...
I mean, that is kind of gross, in my opinion, but...
Oh, it's delicious.
Nacho, right? You're not talking blue, like Cool
no,
Ranch?
No, Cool Ranch.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm not even on the show anymore.
Cool Ranch. You just dusted off a piece of chicken with pubes on it, and I'm putting Doritos on
a Cool Ranch jelly. Doritos. That's the problem I have here.
Yeah.
They're the worst Doritos.
No, they're not. They're the best.
No, they're pretty terrible.
Ugh.
Have you seen Doritos is marketing like a silver bag, and it's an unknown flavor? It's called a test flavor, so you don't know what flavor you're getting.
It's three different flavors.
But you don't know
what flavor it is. Because they have codes on them. But you can go online and find out what those codes mean.
Oh.
But you know what? It's what I think it's 67475. You know what that is? Pubie chicken. Pubie chicken. It's a good car. It's a good chip.
I like to eat Snickers. I like to if I could dip Doritos in chocolate.
I guess
if
you could dip a Dorito in a Snickers, like that would be.
I
not,
do.
Doesn't even make any sense.
No,
a Snickers is a hard object.
No, I take a bite of a Snickers and then I put a Dorito or two in my mouth, and I eat that.
Well, that's bizarre.
It's like a chocolate covered Dorito.
Oh.
It's delicious.
So that was that. Let's go to your next item, Tony.
Jesus Christ, we're not even done with Tony yet.
No, we have a lot to go through.
This is more.
That's why this is a whole showdown. We're going to go 4 hours long.
Why?
Hope you're ready. Hope you're buckled in, fuckers.
I would say this is more.
Wow. Hey, I'm on vacation.
I would say this probably was alcohol infused. So a lot of this had to do with drinking more than anything else. But there's this amazing cheesesteak place in Buffalo, New York. And I was hanging out with my good friend Aaron Conroy, and we're throwing back the drinks all day. And she's like, "You got to get a cheesesteak at this place." So we go there. I order a cheesesteak. I start eating basically all the cheesesteak. And at the end, I'm like, "This doesn't taste as good as the cheesesteak I had last time." She's like, "Well, you ordered the wrong cheesesteak." So after drinking all day and eating that cheesesteak, I should have said, "Well, you know, next time I'll have that cheesesteak."
But was next time right then?
Yes, it was. So I went up and I ordered the right cheesesteak.
Now, how big was the cheesesteak? A 12-inch?
This is about an 8-inch, I would say.
Okay.
I mean, it's sizable. So then I eat all that cheesesteak.
16 inches of cheesesteak.
I eat all that cheesesteak, and Aaron Conroy's sister was there, and she couldn't finish half of her cheesesteak. And this was the same amazing cheesesteak that I had just finished. So I was like, well, then I'll take it.
Now, I have to ask, what's the difference between the not amazing cheesesteak and the amazing cheesesteak?
The cheese. There's some type of cheese they're using.
Was it the Whiz cheese?
Whiz cheese.
I think it was, yeah, I'm pretty sure, but I don't know. It has some kind
of. If it's an 8-inch cheesesteak, 8 divided by 2 is 4.
Very, very good, Don. Look at that. Common core coming right here.
If he had 2 8-inch cheesesteaks, that's 16 inches of cheesesteak.
So far, no one is blown away by your math.
Plus 4 additional inches.
That's 20 inches of cheesesteak.
20 inches of cheesesteak.
Or 2 tins of cheese.
Then, long story short, I threw up in the driveway of my cousin, who lives in a very fancy part of Buffalo.
He's got a very nice house.
Where a lot of the Buffalo Bill players live. Anyhow, yeah. So
well, if you're going to add drinking into this, Tony, then there's clearly a whole bunch of other stories. We used to live together in Bowie. And there was one night at least where we would, every night we'd go out, we'd stop at the Wendy's. And we would get, and whatever we had in our pocket of ones, we would get a whole bunch of junior bacon cheeseburgers when they were 99 cents.
Oh,
now
yes.
They're like $1.50, so you wouldn't do this now because that's expensive. Who has money for that?
That's a good deal right
at
there.
At 99 cents, we used to buy a bag of them. It was probably 5 or 6, and we would split them or whatever. There's easily one time that I was by myself and did this, and I fell asleep on our couch, and you found me. And what was I doing, Tony?
You were sound asleep on your back, and there was a there was an unwrapped burger on your belly.
Yep. I believe I was not wearing a shirt.
I think your shirt was unbuttoned. I think you were wearing like a button down. And,
yeah, yeah.
It was unbuttoned, though.
How
so it's just
that
sitting
not,
on your stomach.
How can we recreate that?
Give me another couple, a few more Miller Lights. We'll be there.
Now, remember when McDonald's had like the 29 cent cheeseburgers? And, like,
oh, man. That was a magical. Because you'd get those on a Sunday.
It sucked when you worked there.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think I was probably like 18 or
People
19.
People would always come and order like 100. The manager was always like, no one's going to do that. And you're like, you're here every time they do this. And someone's going to come by at Saturday night at 11:30 and order 100 cheeseburgers.
I ate 28 in one sitting.
What?
Yeah.
28 McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
I was like 19. I just had a growth spurt.
That's a real fat guy story.
Well, I'm not a fat guy, though.
Well, lucky you.
Lucky me. I'm the one that'll die of the heart attack.
One more drinking related story. One time, I was driving home from a friend's house, and I stopped and got two egg sandwiches because I really like egg sandwiches. But I was supposed to be on a diet, so while I'm eating this egg sandwich and playing on my phone and driving home when I probably shouldn't have been, I rear-ended a car at a stoplight. So I then jumped out of the car after making sure that everyone was okay and saying, "I really shouldn't be driving this car. I'm drunk," which is how you should get out of your car. I then ran into my car and grabbed the paper bag of egg sandwiches and openly threw them in the woods while everyone stared at me. I reached into my car, pulled out a paper bag, threw it in the woods.
Nobody's gonna have these egg sandwiches.
No one's. I can't let anyone know I was eating these egg sandwiches.
The fact that I
drove into another car under the influence was fine. It was the egg sandwiches in the car.
Sorry, I crashed you.
My wife can't know I was eating these egg sandwiches.
Sorry, I crashed into your car. I'm on a diet. I'm not supposed to have these egg sandwiches.
Also, I had 7 beers. Yeah, that was very bad. I was arrested. I went to jail for that. So, you know. I paid my dues. I'm not talking about it like it's cool. It was a stupid thing to do. But those egg sandwiches, that's the point of that story. Next story, Tony.
Well, this is more of just how weird I am, if you guys haven't guessed how strange of a person I am. I have to be the first person at a buffet. And I go to a lot of
What does that
buffets.
Mean?
You know, have we even talked about the fact that we have to go to the Bellagio buffet
every time we go to Vegas?
Now, in Tony's defense, that is the most amazing buffet I've ever been to.
And we stay there.
We don't stay at the Bellagio.
No. I'm surprised we actually have a hotel room when we go out there.
We stay in nice hotels. We just aren't staying in the adult hotels. We stay in like the... Oh, man, we're 21, a bunch of guys going out to hotels. We go to those hotels.
There was at one time that Tony got his own room, if you know, remember that.
Yeah. He wanted to pleasure himself. By his I appreciated that.
You and I
just stared at each other and did it out of rage.
I like to have it a crisp 45 degrees in the hotel room. So it's unfair for me to share a hotel room with anybody who's not wearing
winter
coats.
But then we walk. We don't take a cab.
No.
We walk because we know that we're prepping for something.
Oh, yeah.
It's like we're exercising for an event, and we walk, we sweat in that Las Vegas heat, and we walk all the way down to the Bellagio, and we wait in line.
Yep, for about an hour.
For an hour, we wait in line.
Oh, absolutely.
For a buffet.
Oh, yeah.
It's the most amazing buffet on earth, though.
How much is the buffet? Because my wife always...
$50?
It was way more than that.
No.
That's between $40 and $50.
Yeah, it's $50, but you have to tip and everything else, but it's expensive. Think about it. I mean, you go to the Sizzler for, what, $8.99 for a steak and the buffet? And this is this was $50. But it's amazing.
How long do we stay there?
Like 2.5 hours.
And then
after we get through the line.
And then we walk back.
Then we walk back, stop at some places, gamble poorly, and
then
go take a nap.
Poop.
Yeah, go back to the hotel room and poop.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And then we go back out and lose all
the
money.
I would say when I go there, though, I probably have only 3 to 4 plates. I don't think I have more than 4 plates. So I don't think I'm that fat when it comes to my buffet, Bellagio.
I mean, to be fair, compared to other people in the buffet, you are right.
In fact, last time we went there, you guys made a bet on how many plates I would have, and I think I disappointed everybody. I only had like 2 plates.
Well, and then the next morning we had... we had breakfast at the MGM buffet. Very disappointing compared.
Yeah, no, not as good. The Paris breakfast buffet is amazing. That's a good one.
You could also go to the New York buffet.
I like that one because they have the Chinese hash. I don't know what that is, but it's so good.
Hey, you got more of that Chinese hash? I need to fill my gullet with as much Chinese hash as possible.
I think that was the
name. I'm pretty sure it's just old Chinese from the night before,
that
and
was,
they put potatoes in it. It's so good, though.
That was the name of the dealer at the... Chinese hash at the Wild Bills.
R.I.P. Wild Bills.
R.I.P.
But I have to be number one. I have to be the number one person at a buffet at any buffet.
You mean, like, the most important person? Or, like, no one else goes yet, and you're the first person in the door?
I'm the first person.
Like, they open at 11, you're outside at 10:30 waiting.
11:30, I'm there, 11:28. I usually walk in, I'm the first person to get seated. Or they often tell me, sir, we're not ready yet. And then I'm like, well, I'll just wait here.
Do they have a guy with a whistle and a flag that says, on your mark? Get set?
Yeah, but it's not.
This is the Indian buffet?
Yeah, Indian buffet. I'm a huge Indian buffet fan.
I like a good Indian buffet.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I haven't been to an Indian buffet in a while. Could use one. There's a nice one in Baltimore.
You get that butter
a good
chicken
one in Catonsville.
And you'll just love it.
Where at in Catonsville?
The Indian Delight. Now they have a buffet during lunch.
You probably don't make your way up there that much.
I do for the buffet. Actually, I do for work. I have to go up there probably once a month.
We should go.
All right.
I'll go with you.
We're making another set of plans we're not going to make.
We haven't made our annual golf plans yet.
No. Although I did, for Father's Day, get a round of golf at Walden. So if you want to go to Walden, I'll split
you.
It with you.
Done.
The cost. We're done.
Done.
We're going.
Let's book it.
Just a couple weeks back, you had a sad birthday, I think you said.
Yeah, I did have a sad birthday.
You said it wasn't
ago.
A great story, but
I didn't have a sad birthday. What are you talking about?
But you were talking about Father's Day. So
well,
what
Father's
what
Day was great, and I got that golf game. So my birthday is 2 days after Father's Day.
Yeah.
We didn't actually go out on my physical birthday because it just didn't work out for getting a sitter. Because I wanted to go without kids. Because I hadn't had a meal where you don't have to like either rush real fast to eat while you wait for your kid to explode or whatever. So you know we just want to go up ourselves. Went out the night before my birthday. Went to the Gordon Biersch, right. Brew Pub
in
Annapolis.
Gordon and Biersch, yeah.
It's very good. I thought it was just a name. I didn't know it was two names. It was
no,
Gordon Biersch.
They have them all in D.C. Have you been to one in D.C.?
I think it's just Gordon Biersch.
Yeah.
Either Gordon way, it's Biersch. Very good.
What did I say? Gordon and Biersch?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I'm sorry if I was wrong. I didn't see that little and.
I apologize that I made a verbal mistake.
It never happens on this show. It's
never, never.
We have to edit this out. Who has time for that?
I apologize.
So
but I threw an
Gordon
and.
Biersch for my birthday. But we picked that restaurant because I had a gift card for Gordon Biersch
from
my office.
Nice.
And we had a very nice dinner.
Why did your office get you a gift card?
Because I've been there for like 22 years, and they wanted to get me something, and I said, just buy me scotch, and they wouldn't do that. So they gave me a gift card to a brew pub.
Scotch.
They were like, oh, we'll get you this. And I was like, I don't want a plaque. I don't want, don't do a luncheon. Just get me a bottle of scotch because I'm just going to go home and drink it and cry because I work here for 20 years. So.
Have you really been here 20 years?
No, I've been there for 15.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
You've been at your place for 12, 13?
13, yeah. But yeah. I'm 14 this year.
My God.
The appetizer they had for the special spring appetizer was bratwurst. So the appetizer is tiny bratwurst in pretzel rolls with caramelized onions. It was gold. That was amazing. From there, the whole night kind of goes downhill.
Bratwurst in a pretzel roll?
Yeah. Oh. As the appetizer.
Why don't you tell about this as your fat story?
Because there were only three little bratwurst. It wasn't three full-size bratwurst, although I would have eaten them. I do that. I'll go out and buy a package of five bratwurst, the Johnsonville's, and I'll just eat all five.
I could do that.
They're so good. That's the only reason I have a grill, by the way. So
you
I can
get the cheese-filled ones?
I will, but I'd rather have just the plain raw brats and cook them on the grill. Mm.
You know, for me, it's a lot about what's inside. The surprise inside, if you know what I mean. Bite into a nice brat and get a nice shot of cheese squirted right in your mouth. To me, there's nothing better.
Well, all right. I don't know where to go from there. Anyway, so the rest of my birthday, though, we went out. It was just me and my wife. And so I thought, you know, it's just me and my wife.
Hey,
we're going
squirt
out for
it in my mouth.
The dinner. Speaking of squirt it in my mouth, that never happened because instead we made it a doctor's appointment. And she went to the doctor at 10:30 at night because she has an ear infection in both ears. So hot. She was at the doctor until 2:30 in the morning.
Awesome.
So then I got up on my actual birthday morning, and I had to go to work because I didn't take off because I thought, why bother?
You're 30-something years old.
I'm
37. Your birthday?
Because I don't want to be at work anyway. It's an excuse. I have a month of leave to use every year. I'm going to use it for something, but I use it for my birthday. I made a fake Egg McMuffin, which is just, I fried an egg, put it in a... in an English muffin, put a piece of cheese on it,
God,
and then immediately...
I hope it fell between your seat and your console.
No, but I got one bite in, and all of a sudden, the bratwurst I ate the previous night, plus all the beer I had there, kicked in, and I had to run to the bathroom. So I spent the morning of my birthday on the toilet eating a fake Egg McMuffin.
Wait a minute. Did you eat the Egg McMuffin while you were on the toilet?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I brought it to the bathroom.
Are you serious?
And that was the best part of my birthday.
Oh, my God.
That was the highlight of my birthday.
Why is that not your fat story?
I did that. I went to work, which was a terrible day at work. I came home, and my wife was still sick, and I ended up watching the finale of Fargo and slowly touching myself. That was my birthday. Happy 37.
You ate while on the John.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever eaten while on the John?
If I've been eating and I want to like just finish whatever's in my mouth, I'll do that while I go to the bathroom.
Oh, no, I brought the plate in and everything.
But
I just sat there.
I've never picked up anything and started eating while I'm doing.
Yeah.
Definitely not number two. Number one, if I'm.
Oh no, I was number
something.
Two. It was. It was a. This was
a plate in with. with him.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never taken a plate of anything.
Well, you know, I wasn't like wiping and eating. That's gross. I ate, and then when I was done eating, I wiped my business off, and then went about my day.
Oh, that's gross.
Well, you know what? That explains all the pubes on that sandwich.
Still don't know why they're underneath your seat in your car, but...
You know,
sometimes life has mysteries, Jeremy, that need not explain.
Sometimes I get hungry, and all the time I play music too loudly. That's the loudest song ever.
What song is this?
It's a song called "Please Don't Leave Me on the Highway," dedicated to my chicken.
Is this Judas Priest?
No, because this isn't June anymore, Don. July now.
Hey, we'll see you guys next week.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.